Hello guys, welcome to the latest edition of the Blackspin Global Podcast. I am Eugene Allen and I am reporting to you on day 8 of Wimbledon as we go into day 9. The quarterfinal stages, we're here, the last 8, the business end, as they call it. So let's start with the men. Third seed Felix Auger-Aliassime is through to his second Wimbledon quarterfinal, where he'll face the 7th seed and 7-time champion Novak Djokovic for third time. Felix pretty much rolled through like his first three rounds, all in straight sets, before meeting Alejandro Davidovich-Fokina, the 22nd seed from Spain, in the 4th round. That was a 5-set match, which was a bit chippy, let's say. Fokina went down in the 4th set with Felix serving for the match. Appeared to like roll his ankle, or at least that's what I guess that's what was thought by the commentators. And like I said, Felix was serving for the match at that point. Fokina receives treatment, or gets the physio to come on, receives treatment. This is all whilst, you know, Felix is serving for the match, so it's on Felix to serve. Wasn't great. When they return, Felix gets broken and Fokina eventually takes the 4th set, takes it into a 5th, but Felix closes out. And then at the end of the match, at the handshake, it's like Fokina wanted to, you know, I guess have words with Felix. Felix wasn't really having it. Words were exchanged basically, but the mics didn't pick anything up. So I did ask Felix in press like what that was about, and this is what he said.
I think the rule has to change. I think that obviously as long as the rule is like that, player will use it in their advantage. And I think that it's very simple. If you're hurt bad, or whatever you're hurt, while the game's going on of your opponent in the middle of the game, the opponent's serving, the shot clock is on, and you basically, if you're hurt bad, you're forfeiting every point until you can call the physio. And if the physio helps you to recover, then you play your service game, right? And if you're hurt bad, then you retire, obviously. But to stop in the middle of an opponent's service game and to be able to call the physio, I think that's a disgrace of a rule. I don't see any other sport where you can do that. I mark my words, it's a disgrace of a rule. So that's it.
So yeah, as you heard, the rule is a disgrace. That's coming from Felix, who like is pretty much one of the most like low-key slash chill guys like on the ATP tour. So for him to feel so like aggrieved, I feel like, you know, there's real reason to be kind of, you know, there's real meaning behind that basically. And I know he's not the only player that feels that rule should be looked at slash changed or reviewed. Good. That's a good win for Felix. And he's been playing really well, been playing good ball this fortnight. And I feel like that matchup against Novak is going to be tough. But you know, Novak is, you know, at the latter end of his career now. Like, so this is a very good opportunity for Felix to get a win and progress into the semi-finals for the first time. And I'm not putting it past him. I feel like he's capable. Even though Novak has been playing pretty well as well. But I feel like, yeah, Felix is in a good place. And I feel like, yeah, the seeding of number 3, again, he's expected to reach the semi-finals, like going by that seeding. So yeah, I'm gonna call a win there for Felix. Let's see if he can put it out. On the women's side now. Jasmine Paolini, she also booked her spot in the quarterfinals. So Paolini, the 2024 runner-up, she'll face Marta Kostyuk, the 12th seed, in her quarterfinal after Paolini took out Alexandre Ayala of the Philippines in a three-set tussle on centre court in front of Roger Federer, who was watching on from the Royal Box, which is pretty cool. Federer looking as dapper as ever, as usual. And yeah, like Paolini again, like she took the first set before Ayala took the second, and then yeah, closed it out in the third. Yeah, so it was a good performance from Jasmine Paolini to see out the match in three sets. And yeah, she spoke about like finding her form on the grass, because yeah, she's not had the best of seasons, falling out of the top 10. I think she's down at 13 or 14 in the world. So, but she did speak about, you know, kind of finding that kind of form again, or that level that saw her rise to like a career high. I think it was like 5 or 6 in the world. And yeah, this is what she said. So I'll just read you some quotes. So she said, I think in the last couple of seasons, I did things quite well. Then this year was a little bit challenging because maybe I had, I don't know, too many expectations or lost 2 matches that I wasn't expecting to lose. Then some doubts came into my mind. You know what I mean, she said. But hopefully I can come back into the top 10. I want to do it. I hope I'm going to do it. Right now I'm focusing, of course, on this tournament. I have to focus on the tournament because we are playing Wimbledon. At the same time, I'm doing everything possible, as I said, to keep the level and to keep this mindset. Then things can come or not. I think it's the right way to approach the tennis. So I quite liked hearing that, because for me it shows that she still kind of has ambitions to get back into the top 10, which I think is amazing, and I feel she's more than capable of doing that, as she showed like what, 2 years ago now. And I'm not putting it past her to you know, get back into the top 10. I think tennis is a better place, like when Jasmine Paolini is smiling, like we all loved seeing that smile. And that's definitely been the case at this Wimbledon, which is great to see. So again, I'm looking forward to seeing her compete against Kostyuk. Kostyuk is, you know, a player in she's bang on form. Roland Garros runner-up. Again, she's been playing pretty well at Wimbledon too, to reach the quarterfinals. So look forward to seeing that matchup. The other quarterfinal, or quarterfinalist, I should say, Coco Gauff, the 7th seed. So she's now reached the quarterfinals or better at every single Grand Slam she's played. I mean, she's only 22 years old. Like, incredible, Coco. But yeah, her fourth round match, she beat the clock and Belinda Bencic. So when I say she beat the clock, there is a curfew. In Merton, which is the borough where Wimbledon is played. So it's an 11 p.m. curfew. So if the matches aren't completed by 11 o'clock, players have to come back the next day to finish, which has happened in previous years. Thankfully, that didn't happen for Coco Gauff and Belinda Bencic, because Gauff got it done just before 11 o'clock, and she had a wicked celebration at the end, which was pointing to her wrist, which I loved. Very like basketball, buzzer beater style, clutch. Clutch 3-point or whatever, like, yeah. But yeah, Gauff, again, she said that match, she thought anyway, was the best, or she described it as probably one of the best grass court matches ever. That she'd played, which again, I think, yeah, from what I saw, I was in and out of that match, actually. I did see the start of it, and then I saw the end, and I thought she did finish very, very strongly. Like, she started off a bit shakily. Is that even a word, shakily? it was shaky even, But then, yeah, she finished very strongly, which is good to see, because Bencic, again, that is not an easy opponent to kind of put away. So a superb effort from Coco Gauff, who will take on Jessica Pegula, the fourth seed, her compatriot and former doubles partner, in the quarterfinals. And again, what a matchup that's going to be. I think the head-to-head is... Pegula is leading the head-to-head. But again, I think with head-to-heads, like, I don't really want to read too much into them, just because, you know, it's a grand slam. And like, I've said this so many times before, like, players, or top players anyway, they bring their A game, like, especially when it comes to like the latter stages of events. So I would not be surprised to see that match go to three sets. Gauff being the seventh seed, Pegula the fourth seed. And it's literally a shootout. I can't really call that one. I know a lot of people have Pegula as their favourite to win the whole thing. But again, Gauff has played her way into form, I feel. And like, I feel like kind of maybe not gone under the radar, but I don't think she was many people's pick, to win Wimbledon. But just going off that last match against Bencic, I thought, yeah, that's some good grass court form. And yeah, I feel like, again, that matchup against Pegula, that's going to be a tough task for Pegula if Gauff can play, you know, at that level that she showed in the latter stages against Bencic. So yeah, we look forward to that one. And then finally, Naomi Osaka, probably the match of the fourth round, against the world number one, Irina Sabalenka. So Osaka won in straight sets. And for me, Osaka's playing the best tennis, like, in the whole draw. I feel like she's in such a good place, coming off the back of, she reached the bad Homburg final, but she pulled out in that final against Karolina Muchova after the first set. I think it was just a precaution. Like, I don't think she was, you know, seriously injured. And yeah, I mean, knock wood, she's not shown any signs, like, this first week anyway at Wimbledon. Like, she's looked fantastic. And yeah, I feel like as each passing round has gone, like, she's just looked more and more accomplished. So yeah, so good to see Osaka, four-time Grand Slam champion, playing, you know, at the level that we know, you know, she's capable of playing at. And yeah, grass, who would have thought? I say, who would have thought? I mean, people, the game is well suited to grass. And that's what she's shown, like, this year. So yeah, I feel very excited to see Osaka, who is Uche Umakoro's pick. Shouts out to Uche. If you watched our preview pod, Uche called Osaka to win the whole thing. And he said, yeah, if she can get past Sabalenka in that fourth round match, then yeah, watch out. And so far, he's been proven right. So let's see if Osaka can pull through against Muchova. She spoke in press as well. Like, obviously, she was in very, very, you know, high spirits, as she always is, to be fair. But yeah, I'll play you what she said about reaching the last eight club.
That court, I've watched so many great matches being played, and to be the one playing is really cool. And I had this, like, one-sided beef with Eubanks, because he got to the quarters, like, way before me, and I was so upset for the longest time. So I'm glad to finally join him.
So yeah, that was a nice line. She referenced Christopher Eubanks, one of her friends, who she says she has, like, a, you know, kind of like a private joke about him reaching the quarterfinals. I think it was in 2023 or 24, and like, he kind of had that one over her. But now, you know, she can join him in that last eight club, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, look forward to that matchup with Karolina Muchova. So, yeah, before we close, I do want to shout out Madison Keys, who lost in the fourth round to Linda Noskova in straight sets. Keys, like, immediately came to press, like, after the match, like, no hanging around. And, yeah, just, like, reading some of her quotes. She seemed, again, like, to be in a good place, which was also quite good to hear, slash see. So, you know, not feeling too down, because, yeah, she's had a good season on grass, obviously winning Eastbourne coming in. She played pretty well at Wimbledon too. It's just, again, Noskova, she's one of the informed players too, like on the surface, and like her game is so well suited to grass. And Keys, again, one thing that I do appreciate about Keys, always gracious in defeat. Like there's like, I feel like that not enough is kind of said about players that can, you know, speak highly of an opponent after being beaten. And I feel like that's admirable. And yeah, Keys was, you know, full of kind of giving credit to Noskova, as she should, but also quite reflective about like her own season on grass, saying that yeah, it's been a good season for her, and she's kind of played her way into form as well, like on the surface. So yeah, pretty good stuff. I feel like in terms of the players that I've just mentioned, and honestly, I feel like every single one of them is in with a shot of winning the title. Like they're all seeded, they've all kind of gone deep at majors before. Whether it's winning a major, Coco Gauff, obviously a two-time Grand Slam champion, Osaka, a four-time Grand Slam champion. Paolini, a finalist, a two-time finalist even. Felix, he's a two-time semi-finalist, like, I believe. So he hasn't quite reached a final yet, but this does feel like an opportunity for him to do that. So we'll see. And yeah, guys, that is a wrap of this quick roundup of the quarterfinals. So I do hope you are looking forward to all the action. And yeah, obviously keep in touch with us on the socials, Insta, Twitter, Threads as well, YouTube. We'll be doing more kind of episodes like this, kind of like rounding up the rounds. And yeah, I'll have some guests as well. Which again, you'll see as kind of, you know, the days go by. I do want to apologize. Sorry for kind of being away for a minute. It's been tough kind of dealing with work and being on site at the same time. Like this year's not been the same as last year because of the World Cup. But I won't bore you with all that kind of stuff. So yeah, just enjoy the tennis. Keep following us on the socials, and yeah, we'll be back with another one in a few days. Take care, guys.